Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
West Greenland beluga whales at risk of extinction. Beluga whales in West Greenland waters are too few in numbers to continue with present harvesting levels, according to a newly published assessment by the North Atlantic Marine Mammal Commission, or NAMCO. Present harvests are several times the sustainable yield, and if continued, will likely lead to extinction of these white whales within 20 years, warns the Scientific Committee of the Commission. Composed of three whaling nations, Greenland, Iceland, and Norway, and the Danish Faroe Islands, the 10-year-old commission has for 2 years been planning harvest quotas for belugas, narwhals, and walruses. To date, these quotas are not in effect. Greenland has decided to introduce quotas on walrus, and regulatory proposals have been drafted to halt the decline of walruses along the west coast of the world's largest island. Operating separately from the International Whaling Commission, to which most nations belong, the North Atlantic Marine Mammal Commission marks its 10th anniversary at Ilulissat, Greenland, this year. The International Fund for Animal Welfare says this regional rival to the International Whaling Commission is an attempt to undercut the IWC by questioning its legitimacy and authority. The IWC has had a ban on all commercial whaling in place since 1986. The Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society, based in the United Kingdom, says NAMCO is openly challenging the IWC and the concept of international regulation of whaling, contrary to all accepted legal and procedural norms. The Scientific Committee of NAMCO reported that beluga whales in West Greenland area in winter are depleted to less than 25% of their abundance in the 1950s, and more likely are 20% or less of their abundance 40 to 50 years ago. Landed catches in the 1990s are not sustainable, and the reason for the continued decline, their report states, the models all estimate a sustainable harvest to be around 100 whales per year, and certainly not more than 150 beluga whales killed annually at the current population size. For the one tusked small whale called narwhal, the scientists are not able to gather enough information to produce an assessment in the Baffin Bay area or adjacent areas. They found evidence for the existence of several populations of narwhal in the area rather than a single one as previously thought, but said it is likely these rare whales are being over-harvested. NAMCO has had its eye on humpback whale hunt in the near future. There are indications from North Atlantic sighting surveys conducted by NAMCO that the stock of humpback whales around Iceland has increased rapidly over the past 15 years, the council said, and asked Scientific Committee to complete its abundance estimates for this species as a high priority. The scientists did not have enough information to make assessments of North Atlantic fin whales, although a satellite tagging and biopsy program is underway. The Faroe Islands plans a larger-scale tagging program once technical problems with the tagging of large whales are resolved. The NAMCO Scientific Committee is trying to gather information on the stomach contents of white-beaked, white-sided, and bottlenose dolphins. Norway emphasized that there is a crucial need for stomach samples from these species because they are relatively abundant and may interact significantly with fisheries. Only the Faroe Islands hunts these species, and an application for a scientific take of white-sided dolphins last year was rejected by the Norwegian authorities. Populations of gray whales have apparently declined in Icelandic waters over the past 15 years, but have increased in many areas of the North Atlantic. This species is both harvested and interacts with fisheries in three NAMCO member countries. NAMCO says its larger goal is to apply an ecosystem approach to the study and management of marine mammals. The Commission plans to hold an international conference on integrated user knowledge and scientific knowledge in management decision-making to be held in Iceland in January of 2003. The conference will bring together hunters, managers, and scientists to discuss how the two knowledge systems differ and how they are similar. And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come